Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
From Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we are indeed made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my very first guest, speaking to the Business Council, and they're hosting this golf outing, I'm pleased to have with us today, is Sarah James. She is Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs at the BCW. Sarah, good to see you today.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be here.
Well, let's talk about your involvement. This golf outing, you said you've been involved with over 30 years, 32 years. How did that all get started?
Yes. Well, to be clear, the Business Council has hosted this event for 32 years.
Yes.
I have not been involved for 32 years, but I've been involved with it the past 6 years. Entergy has been a major sponsor of this event and our organization for well over 10 years.
So how this partnership, again, has been over 10 years. It's been a very good partnership between the two of you in putting this together, and we had a tremendous turnout of golfers today doing it.
Yes, absolutely. So we hosted over 100 golfers today, and really the point and the reason behind having an event like this is to bring business professionals and business leaders in the region together for an entertaining day with opportunities to make connections and talk about their businesses and help their businesses grow. And Entergy has been a core partner of the Business Council in supporting those efforts and others throughout the years.
Well, we've covered many of your events this year. We've done the expo earlier this year. We did the barbecue. And as you said, the premise remains the same, connecting, making direct contact, and getting some business out there.
Absolutely. And we see it happening on all levels. Small businesses, larger corporations, launch businesses, entrepreneurs coming in, having the opportunity to meet people in a place where people want to grow and want to make connections and meet one another.
But what sets this self apart as far as all the events that you cover? What makes this extra special, this golf outing?
Well, to be honest, I'm not a golfer, but what I've learned by being here at the Business Council are people love to play golf. They love to play golf. They love to meet other business professionals while they play. Our partnership here with the with Westchester Hills, we put on a fantastic event. It's a high-quality event, and we look forward to it year after year.
Now, let's talk about your job in being Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs. Specifically,
yes.
What are your duties involved with that on a daily basis?
Well, my focus is really to work with our members, right, to make connections for what we call future members, businesses who have not yet engaged in membership with the Business Council. So I go out and I meet with business professionals and talk about the benefits of membership, but also work with business leaders to find out what their needs are and help guide them as to the right opportunities to connect across our programming and others. So that's really what my focus is, a membership person. And the program component of it is, just like what we're doing here, are determining how to present the right programming to the right audience.
Yeah. And you've had a chance to make individual contact with some of the golfers. Have they approached you in terms of maybe learning more about what you do, about membership? What have they asked you about?
But most of the golfers today really were really focused on their game and their time together. But members always want to know what other opportunities there are that the Business Council offers. We host over 80 events a year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's absolutely a lot. And I always tell people, we don't do that because we expect people to come to every event, but because we serve such a diverse audience in our business community, we have to have different opportunities within our programming to meet those needs. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. But it is that there are opportunities for all different types of businesses to engage in our programming.
So as you move all throughout the county, I mean, you get big businesses, small businesses, you interact with so many different people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Different people and different business sectors. So when you think about really the diversity of business in Westchester County, we're not a county that has one vertical, right? So we're not just tech, and we're not just healthcare, and we're not just real estate. We're all of those different sectors together. And what the Business Council does is provide opportunities for those different business sectors to come together and to grow.
So now looking ahead, looking forward towards the remainder of the year, anything big coming up at the BCW you'd like to share, or anything special there? Like I said, 80 events you do each year.
80 events a year is a lot. We actually have another event this week. On Friday morning, we have a power breakfast at the Crown Plaza, where we will have a business leader talking about forecasting for your future clients over the next 10 years, right? Something that people who are spending a lot of time working in their business and not on their business need to take an opportunity to pause and figure out how to forecast. So that's one program that's just on Friday morning this week. We'll have our annual dinner, which will come up on November the 20th. We're very excited where Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, is going to be coming, and we're going to be presenting her with an award. And then there are many other types of evening networkings, other types of breakfast formats, political leadership series. There's something for everyone every week of the year.
So if anybody would like more information about membership with the BCW, do they contact you specifically?
Absolutely, absolutely. Sarah James, email is sjames@thebcw.org, or you can call the office at 914-948-2110. I'm at extension 307.
So how do you see membership? It continues to grow?
Absolutely. 2017 has been a very strong year, but we've seen growth year over year since I've been with the Business Council. It's really an exciting place to be. Great.
Sarah James, Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs with Business Council of Westchester. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a fun evening.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Sarah James of the BCW, and we're here at the Westchester Hills Golf Club for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Energy Day of Golf, a fun day for everybody. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We're here for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Energy Day of Golf. I'm Jim Clingfield, your host, and just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative, and indeed, we are made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, as well as Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, he was very instrumental in starting this golf outing some 32 years ago when it began, 1985 to be exact. He is James O'Toole. He is president of James P. O'Toole Consulting. They're located in Darien, Connecticut. He was a very persuasive member of the Business Council of Westchester in helping getting this event started. James, good to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us, let's go back to the beginning when this all started back in 1985 and how it's grown into this event today.
Well, it really has been very exciting. We started out, I think our first outing, we had about 40 people. It was at Westchester Hills, and over the years, it's grown and grown and grown. I think I've been involved with it directly for probably maybe 30 of the 32 years, and it's been terrific. I mean, the Business Council is an organization where it's great for people to meet people, get involved, get to know each other. There's a lot of business-to-business that goes on. And what better way to do that than on the golf course?
Yeah, I was going to say, the golf course really is an ideal place to make contact, to get those businesses going, face-to-face, if you will. And as you say, it's an ideal location to do it.
No, it's absolutely true. When I first started out in business, I had some doubts whether this whole golf thing was kind of more of a gig than anything else. And I found out over the years that it's not. It's a great way. In fact, I encourage a lot of young women that I used to work with, I really encourage them to take up golf because it's a great way to have fun, because it's a fun game. As long as you don't take it too seriously, it's a fun game.
Sure.
And it's a great way to meet people. 18 holes in the middle of the, a great, beautiful setting. I mean, what better way to meet people?
Well, this is, you said it started with 40. Now I understand we had about 100 golfers today.
And really in the beginning it was funny. We used to have to really almost go to our best friends to get them to sponsor. And Wiley Harrison, who's running it now, told me a little while ago that they pretty much had to say, we're just about there. We really don't need any more sponsors.
Yeah.
That's a great. And the Business Council, I mean, the way Marsha Gordon has grown the Business Council is just incredible. We've always had a large membership because, you know, people wanted to belong. But now people are, as I said before, I mean, the amount of people that do business with each other. I retired from the company that I work with, and I started my own consulting firm when I retired 15 years ago. And I don't think I've had a client that is not part of the Business Council.
Yeah. And they've been kind of intertwined, haven't they, Ben?
Absolutely. It's just been great. It's just a really, really good organization, especially with anybody that has a small business that's looking to meet people and get things going. It's the place to be.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, we spoke with Sarah James, who's the Senior Vice President of Membership and Programs, and she told me that they do about 80 events a year. This is just one of those signature events.
It's incredible. I mean, I probably go to about maybe a third of the events, and they're all good. I mean, they're all good, and they appeal to all kinds of different people. I come from a political bend, and what they've been able to do with their Government Affairs Council, it's just amazing. I mean, it's the kind of speakers we have and the kind of issues we discuss. I mean, it's not small-time stuff. It's big-time stuff.
Yeah, so if you're somebody in Westchester, let's say, who's just starting out, the Business Council certainly is a good place to make contacts.
I can't think of a better way. I absolutely can't think of a better way, Jim.
Yeah, because they emphasize, again, it's all about that face-to-face contact, and they facilitate that.
And, you know, I'm an old guy, and this whole idea of it's that, you know, how you do it is, you know, internet, this and that and everything. And I think it's important. I'm not saying that it's not, but I still think when you shake hands with somebody, look them right in the eye, have a chance to chat with them, I still think it's the way business is. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can't ignore social media, James. I mean, it is out there. A lot has
changed.
No,
it's there. It's there, and it's important. Yeah. It plays a role.
Yeah.
But it's not the be-all and end-all.
Right.
I tell my children, I have three children, and I tell him, you know, I know Facebook is good, and I know this is good, and that's good, and texting is good, and everything else, but it still doesn't replace saying hello and touching hands. I mean, it's the way to do it.
It's the old-fashioned way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You can't beat that face-to-face, in-person contact. Like I said, even with all the things we have technology-wise, it's good to have that personal contact.
Absolutely, Jim, absolutely.
That will never change, and hopefully never does.
Right.
All right, James O'Toole. Again, if anybody wants more information about your consulting business, where can they contact
you? I'm in Darien, Connecticut. I do a lot of public relations consulting, and I'd love to hear from you.
All right. James O'Toole, James P. O'Toole Consulting, Darien, Connecticut. Thanks so much for joining us. Have fun tonight, all right?
Thank you very much, Jim.
We've been speaking with James O'Toole again, and we're going to take a short break and come back with more of the show again. We're here from Westchester Hills Golf Club with the 32nd Annual Entergy Day of Golf. We'll be back after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains. We're here for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative, and indeed, we're produced also by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKelp Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, he's one of the many golfers that have taken part in this event today, this golf outing. He is Stephen McCullough. He is with Houlihan Parnes Realtors. They're located right here, as a matter of fact, in White Plains. And Stephen, good to have you with us here. You've been at this golf outing before. Did you enjoy it out there today? It was pretty hot out there.
It was hot out there, but nonetheless, we had a great time. We had a good foursome. A couple of friends of mine from Cuddy & Fader Law Firm, and Andrew Castellano, who I think you may know.
That's our boss. That's Shark, right. Media and Shark Creative. He loves to play golf here.
He is quite the golfer. He carried us today.
He did.
He did indeed.
Right, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Very pleased to hear that. But let's talk about this. What have you got most about taking part in this event each and every year? You make contacts. You said you made some today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, events like this. Look, the Business Council of Westchester is a terrific organization. Marcia Gordon, I've known her since she came to Westchester to lead the Business Association. And she's a terrific lady. I have tremendous respect for her, and it's a great organization. And they are, you know, big advocates for Westchester County. And we need people like that to represent our county.
That being said, how many years has your business been around, and you've worked very closely with the council?
Well, Houlihan Parnes itself is a privately owned firm. It's been around for 125 years. We started in the Bronx. Yes, I look pretty good for 125 years. Thank you. Obviously our offices are now in White Plains, and we're very active with the Business Council as well as a number of different organizations in the county, all of whom are advocates for Westchester and New York. And when you're in the business community, you can't have enough people advocating for your business.
Well, certainly a couple of people we've talked to that being on the golf course is an ideal way to make business contacts. I mean, yes, we have social media. We got your Facebook, your Twitter, all those platforms. But there's still nothing better than that face-to-face contact. And the golf course is a perfect setting for that.
Yes, I agree. And, you can't underestimate the value of face-to-face contacts. Perhaps in this day and age, there's a lot of emphasis placed on social media, which is, a very important source of media, but I think the face-to-face contact still is the way to go.
Well, our last guest had said, yes, there's social media, but it's not the be-all, end-all. I mean, the face-to-face contact really carries just as much weight.
I completely agree. And that's so, when you come to have an opportunity to participate in events like this, you should take advantage of them.
Now, let's move on to, since you are in the realtor business, real estate, if you will, how do you see the market right now? Are things getting better out there? Is it fluctuating? What's it like out there as far as the housing market?
Well, we at Houlihan Parnes, we're in the commercial sector, so we don't do a great deal of work in the residential markets, but in the commercial side of things, we're extremely active. We may be the most active privately owned firm in the region. We are active. We've been acquiring properties. In fact, we've been acquiring office properties in Westchester. We think that it's a healthy market. We think that there are opportunities out there. At the same time, there are challenges. New York is an expensive place to do business, and we think, for example, that Amazon is out there prowling around for a second headquarters location, if you will.
Yeah,
I know that,
the
county executive and a team of people are out there pitching Westchester, and rightly so. We're in a terrific location. We have I think everything that somebody like Amazon would be looking for in terms of a location for their second headquarters, if you will. So we like the markets. By the fact that we're in such close proximity to New York City, I think is always going to be a benefit for us in Westchester County.
Yeah. So when you say we're dealing with commercial, we talk about big businesses, small businesses, or the different size businesses you deal with?
Well, we do a number of different things at Houlihan Parnes. So we have a portfolio of multifamily buildings. We have a portfolio of retail and mixed-use properties. Our office division primarily owns and operates, manages office buildings and flex buildings throughout the region. So we kind of cover all of, we kind of get involved with all the different food groups, if you will, within the commercial real estate industry.
Yeah, so you really do run the gamut.
We really do, yes. We're in retail, multifamily, office, flex. Yes, we
all right.
Are.
If anybody would like more information about your company, where can they get in touch with you?
They can contact us. It's Houlihan Parnes. We have our website, obviously, is available for review. You know, if people wanted to contact me directly, my phone number is 914-641-4305. Be glad to talk to anybody.
All right, Stephen McCullough. That's Gettys with Houlihan Parnes Realtors in White Plains. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had fun today.
I did. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Again, that's Stephen McCullough with us. Again, we're broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Energy Day of Golf. We'll be back with more right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains. We're here for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Energy Day of Golf. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative, and indeed, we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Best Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember to be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, we're pleased to say that his foursome is the winning golf team for this year, Manhattanville College, and he is Nick Kumar. First of all, he's with JMI Sports, located out of San Diego, California, and is Chief Revenue Officer at Columbia University Sports Marketing. Nick, good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Good to be here.
You've been taking part in this, what now, about 5 or 6 years? Is this the first time you've won?
No, we've been fortunate enough to be in the mix the last, 5 or 6 years. We've either ended up second or third, or it's always been a close competition, and I think it's just a lot of fun. That's really what this is all about.
Well, give us your impressions of this event since you've been doing it now for several years. It really brings a lot of golfers together. We had about 100 in all taking part today. That's quite a turnout.
Yeah, it is, and I've been lucky enough to serve on the committee with several folks, Andrew included, Shark Creative, and Wiley Harrison for the Business of the Business, and other folks that... It's really been part of a process for me to be involved because it's passion for me to be in the golf business. And so seeing this event grow to become one of the most sort of the pioneer events for the Business Council. And it really brings people together that are golfers, non-golfers, people that are trying to network, really grow their business, and it's facilitating an opportunity for them to do so.
Well, again, we've emphasized this during the broadcast, but we'll say it again, how important it is for the golf course to act as a facilitator in that face-to-face contact. I mean, there's no better way to do it, no better location than on the golf course.
Sure. I mean, so much of business is done today on the golf course. I mean, so many deals are struck on a golf course, and I think it's a good way to get to know someone outside of a business setting, and it still allows and facilitates that kind of conversation. So this is a terrific event to do that. It's a perfect venue for Westchester Hills does a great job hosting this event and has for a number of years, so I think they should keep it going.
Well, we should mention again, this is the 32nd annual event. The Business Council of Westchester has started that from the very beginning. Entergy's been around, I think, for a little more than 10 years. So it's been a fantastic partnership, and I'm sure it will continue to be well into the future.
I agree. I think it's just been Westchester Hills has been a phenomenal host. The Business Council has been a great facilitator of the networking opportunities, and outside of that, just a fun event to be a part of. And I think when you look at Westchester County, there's it's just a business hub. It's just, you know, it's a networking hub. If you can't network and create opportunities for yourself, whether you're a small-sized business, you're a startup, you're a medium-sized company, or you're a multinational company, I think it facilitates the opportunities for people to get to know each other in an informal setting, and that's ideal. That's a great way to get to know someone and a great way to get to know people.
Well, we're in such an ideal location, Nick, being so close to New York City, a lot of business opportunities right here in the county.
It sure is. I mean, Westchester has has become the epicenter of all these multinational companies moving from Manhattan, moving up to, I mean, where I worked. I used to work previously at Manhattan College, and so right in the town of Purchase, we had MasterCard Worldwide, we had Pepsi World, we had Pepsi Worldwide, we had Morgan Stanley, we had IBM, Swiss Re, you name it. I think Westchester County has played that part. It's no surprise that the access to the kind of talent that you have in Westchester County, the level of expertise of the people who come as highly trained and qualified professionals. So these companies are looking to get the right talent, and they're trying to keep them, and they're trying to keep them engaged and trying to build, in essence, the kind of systematic ways to grow their companies, and it's been done right here in our backyard. So we're lucky enough to be in the suburbs of one of the greatest cities in the world.
Now your foursome again represented Manhattanville College, so they kind of had a little tie-in with things today?
We did. We've always been a sponsor. We've always supported this event. It just it makes sense for us because we're a big part of this community. We have, and this is me previously speaking to my part of Manhattanville, have students from all over the country. But really, Manhattanville has a base in New York, and Westchester has been a home for students that come to us from, all parts of the county. So we've been a big member of this community since the 1950s when the campus moved to the Purchase location. And so it just made sense for us to continue to get involved with the Business Council. They're good people. They really are not just an advocacy group and a chamber of commerce, but in the truest sense, they are the kind of organization that facilitates connections, and that's what we need.
Let's get a little bit more into what you do. Again, you're with, first of all, JMI Sports there in San Diego. What specifically do they do?
So JMI Sports is a sports marketing firm for collegiate and professional sports properties, and as a parallel business to that, they actually develop and build and fund athletic arena and development projects. So my role specifically is one of the properties that they most recently acquired the rights for, which is the Ivy League and specifically Columbia University. So I am actually the chief revenue officer overseeing all of their multimedia sponsorships and corporate engagement at Columbia University for the athletics and sports marketing program.
So as the chief revenue officer, again, you're speaking to the financial side of things there?
I'm responsible for really building out the brand and getting the brand in front of as many corporate partners as I can. So again, the Business Council of Westchester is a great venue to do that. And the connections that I've been fortunate enough to make over the years in this organization, I hope will continue to be the kind of opportunities that I want.
Well, we got to mention again what the Business Council of Westchester is for those who may not be familiar with it. I mean, they've been sponsoring this event now for 32 years, and we had a chance to speak with Sarah James, who was Senior Vice President of Membership and Program, and she said they have about 80 events a year that they do, and this is one of many that's on the schedule.
It sure is. Manhattanville's been involved with several events over the years, and of course the Business Council continues to be, again, part of the fabric of the community, and I think that's so important to create opportunities for people to engage and to just share common interests, and at the end of the day, do business together, and that's what it all comes down to. When you support each other and you support a community, the community is stronger together, and I think that's what the Business Council has really created and facilitated over the last several decades.
What was it like when you first made contact with the Business Council in the very beginning?
It was always I think everybody that works at the organization understands the need to create parallel discussions and always is thinking of how there might be opportunities to connect people. So when you think about, sometimes we're always insular in our thought process, we don't always think about you don't always have lateral vision. And I think the Business Council does. The Business Council has been that entity that has facilitated those kinds of conversations between multinational corporations and a startup. And, and trying to create those ties and open doors, because that's what it comes down to. When was the last time someone got hired just by applying, with a resume online? They don't. They get hired through connections and networks. And I think that's what the Business Council does so well. It's, in addition to that, of course, is an advocate for the business community and for the county of Westchester and trying to build out opportunities for business development and growth.
Well, again, it's all about that face-to-face contact. Again, yes, we have your social media platforms from Facebook to Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And again, an organization like BCW really emphasizes the face-to-face contact in person, not online.
Sure does. And I think online is just, we've turned into a culture and a community that's in very many ways, one that is so engaged by the content we consume and the content we consume right at our fingertips. But we often forget that the ability to make the best connections comes from your ability to personalize and have a conversation, real conversation with someone face to face, and shake someone's hand and walk away knowing that that's, you know, perhaps the best opportunity for you to meet someone new and to try to create something that really makes sense for a potential future venture.
So whether you're starting out or whether you're an established business, you can always contact the business council. You can always lean on them for any information or advice you are looking for.
Yeah, the business council does provide that, and I think in a lot of ways it also gives the opportunity for, I think, again, like I mentioned earlier, medium-sized businesses, small-sized businesses to come together and create engagement points. So it's a fun place to be involved with, and I've been lucky to be involved with it for a long time, and I hope to continue to be so.
If anybody would like to contact you about JMI Sports or the Columbia University sports side of things, where can they get in touch with you?
They could shoot me an email at kumar@jmisports.com or... you know, I'll be on Columbia's website very soon. I just started this recent opportunity, and so it's, again, Columbia is one of the premier schools in the country, of course, and we're really working to build our athletic programs and make them the premier Division I athletic program in New York.
All right, Nick Kumar, again, he's with the Manhattanville College team, the champion golf team of this year at the 32nd Annual Day of Golf with Entergy. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a fun tonight, all right?
Thanks so much. Thanks for the time.
Speaking with Nick Kumar, again, with JMI Sports and the Chief Revenue Officer at Columbia University Sports Marketing. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We're here for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative, and indeed, we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, somebody we're familiar with. He's a very good friend of ours. We've talked to him several times. He's joining us again today. He is Noel Myskins. He is Executive Director of MVP Basketball Camp, located here in White Plains, as a matter of fact. He was part of, a split foursome taking part today. Noel, did you have fun out there?
We had an awesome time. Yeah.
Now, again, you were part of a foursome. It was a split foursome. I think you and one other from MVP and some other team.
Yeah, and I invited a former NBA player, Wes Matthews Sr., who turned out to be a very good golfer, much to our delight. So we did okay.
Yeah. Now, have you taken part in this before, I take it?
Oh, every year, yeah. This is great. Great outing.
What makes it so special? Because we had actually over 100 golfers, we're told, which is the biggest, I think, the one they've had yet since it started 32 years ago. But your impressions of the day, it was a very nice day of golf, hot out there, but everybody really had a wonderful time.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Business Council is, you know, you meet so many people who, you know, are decision makers in our community. And, you know, for us, we're a nonprofit. You know, we're actually hosting a golf outing of our own in 2 weeks from today at Fenway Country Club. And so, you know, I met a bunch of people who were interested in supporting us, who have supported us in the past. And, you know, so it makes it for an even better day on top of the golf and the great camaraderie.
So how's the Business Council really helped your organization develop over the years?
Well, you know, we count on the community that wants to support a nonprofit that allows kids to come to camp who can't, you know, from families that can't afford camp. You know, that's what we do, and we come out, you know, we rely on the business community in Westchester to support that through their contributions. So.
Well, we had a chance to check out the day camp you had earlier this year. I think those kids were having an absolutely wonderful time learning about the game of basketball, learning the basic things of teamwork and camaraderie and sportsmanship, all the things they need, which are kind of life skills for down the road.
Yeah, that was so much fun when you came to camp. And, you know, I had scheduled for you to talk to coaches and guest speakers and our sponsor of that day, which happened to be Dan and Yogurt. But almost impromptu, a bunch of our 9- and 10-year-old kids got on the air with you. And they were so funny, and they said great things about the program and their experience. So, you know, it really worked out well.
Yeah, they just were really having a wonderful time. Some of the day campers, I think they returned each and every year. They always like to come back.
Oh yeah, they you know, it's up to their parents, but you know, I like to think that they start telling their parents beginning in the day after camp ends that I want to go back to MVP again next year. So.
Well, I remember the first time I talked to you way back in April, I think it was, late March, early April, we had the Ping Pong Madness. I first met you there. That's one of the many, I guess, fundraisers that you do for MVP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we've decided to do a lot of different smaller boutique kind of fundraisers around Westchester because we draw from so many communities. So, yeah, that ping pong event is in Pleasantville. We have a wine tasting in Rye. We have our golf outing in 2 weeks from today in Scarsdale. So, yeah, anything, any community that we have a lot of support in, we like to get in there and give them an opportunity to support our scholarship program.
And how many campers do you draw to your program each and every year?
Yeah, we draw 1,000 kids in the summer. It's a big program, and over 300 of them receive scholarship awards.
Yeah, and again, as I said, learning about the game of basketball, but so much more than that, than just the ins and outs of the game.
Yeah, and you know, they get to play on a team throughout the week. They get great coaching. They meet kids from all different backgrounds. And they get to meet great guest speakers. And today I had playing with me one of our guest speakers, Wes Matthews Sr., who's had 2 rings with the Lakers back in the day, and his son now plays for the Mavericks.
Yeah. Well, if anybody would like more information about MVP, where can they contact you about that?
You can call me anytime, 914-946-1231. Or you can go on our website, mvpbasketballcamp.org. You could even sign up for our golf outing there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Again, it's October 11th, I guess, right?
Yep, that's it.
Hopefully we'll have as good weather as we had today. Maybe just as good.
I hope so. Yeah.
Keep our fingers crossed. Noah Meistens, MVP Basketball Camp, thanks for joining us. Have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with another guest right after this word.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains. We're here for the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Entergy Day of Golf. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. But joining me now, my final guest for the evening's proceedings is Thomas Devlin. He is principal and founder of Juice Energy Advisors. They're located in Bronxville, and good to have you with us here today. I think we should tell everybody the reason you were here. You were actually sponsoring the caddies. I noticed we were outside today during the golf outing, and the caddies had on those shirts with the Juice label on it. How did that come about?
Thanks. This is fantastic. Yeah, it was a great afternoon of golf here at Westchester Hills. Juice Energy Advisor, we're a broker for electricity and natural gas for commercial users of the commodity. So we advise, you know, anyone who uses electricity and gas in New York State. I was a caddy growing up. I caddied for 9 years. I was a caddy scholarship recipient at a golf club in Connecticut. Worked up in Albany, New York at a golf club. So caddying is close to my heart. And when I saw the opportunity to, with the business council, to sponsor the caddy bibs, I thought it was a win-win for me, just kind of to harken back to my days as a caddy. It was a great opportunity. I mean, we made a great presence for Juice Energy Advisors to all the foursomes today. People were talking about it. It was really a really exciting thing for us. We haven't sponsored too many things. And for us, it was our first kind of splash into the market to let people know that we're out there and to call us.
Oh, so this is new for you for this year, your first try at it?
This is our first try. We'll be doing it again next year as well.
So your impression was pretty successful. We had 100 golfers, I guess, today.
Yeah, we had a good group of golfers. And you know, we spent a little extra money on the mesh caddy bibs because they're more breathable. And, you know, despite it being almost October, it was a super hot day. So having breathable mesh bibs for the caddies was really good.
Yeah, the calendar may say September 27, but it felt like July 27.
Totally agree.
Very tropical, but again, still a very wonderful day of golf. I mean, you can't beat the extended summer for that.
No, and by the way, in case for those who were here today, the event that you guys organized with, you know, chipping a golf ball into the mouth of a shark was just fantastic.
Oh, Rodden loved it so much. They did their best shot. Yeah, it's not easy. It may look, if you see it on television, you figure, oh, yeah, I can do that. But when you're actually in the games, like, that wind was very strong at times today.
Oh, yeah.
It was very challenging.
You guys brought a cool skill activity to the outing today. So
it's really unique. The golfers really taken to that, and I think they just had a lot of fun with that.
For sure. So good job.
Yeah, and again, the purpose of an event like this, and we talked to some of our guests about it, and again, it really speaks to what the Business Council is all about, Tom. That face-to-face contact, and what a better place to do it than a golf course.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, spending 4.5 hours with a group of 3 or 4 people from different businesses across Westchester County is great. There were opportunities throughout the golf outing to have lunch, have a cocktail, and then certainly, you know, pre-event where we had a brunch, and then afterwards tonight at the dinner, it was a lively group of people willing to talk and give each other opportunities to talk about their own businesses. I mean, it was really a well-run event tonight. And as people were joking tonight, there was a lot of sponsorship opportunities. You know, it was like, you know, college campuses today. You can sponsor, like, you know,
cafeteria. Like recruiting, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, more power to them. They did an excellent job.
And speaking of power, a good segue for that. Juice Energy Advisors, how did that all get started?
Yeah, so I have a finance background. I worked on Wall Street until 2007. Went to work for an energy startup. We were backed by Lehman Brothers. We closed down 2 weeks after Lehman Brothers. Shortly thereafter, I started Juice Energy Advisors and have been in practice on my own with partners since. We serve schools, universities, asset owners in the city, manufacturers, really anyone who uses hotels, anyone who uses electricity or gas. We're able to help them manage that line item in their budget. There's not a lot of transparency in this business, and we try to bring it to our clients.
Now, you say you are in Bronxville, but you're looking to come to Mount Vernon, you told
me? Yeah, we're looking at space in Mount Vernon right now. It's as a lot of people know, The new mayor there is looking to rejuvenate.
Yes.
Sorry, it's been a long day. Rejuvenate the area, and there's a few different community zones or zones right around the Membran and West train station, and we're looking to partner with a new owner of a building there, and give opportunities to young people who might not want to live in Westchester, might want to work there, but might want to live in the city, for example. And Membran and West, I think, is going to give us a really great opportunity because it's right there on the Harlem line for Metro North.
Well, if anybody would like to get in touch with you about Juice Energy as advisors, where can they contact you?
Yeah, so certainly our phone number is 917-719-1551, Juice Energy Advisors. If you type those words in, we'll come up on a website. And please give me a call, Tom Devlin, or shoot me an email. My photograph and name will be right there, and maybe even this interview, maybe we'll be able to put it up on the website.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate you on that. Well, Tom, it's been a joy having you, and I hope you had fun today.
Great, Jim. Thank you so much.
Maybe we'll see you again next year.
Super. Thanks.
Again, we've been speaking with Tom Devlin, the principal and founder of Juice Energy Advisors, located in Bronxville, here at the 32nd Annual Business Council of Westchester's Energy Day of Golf. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. I hope you had fun here at Westchester Hills Golf Course. We certainly did all day long. We want to thank all of our guests and also our crew. We want to give a shout-out to them. We call him Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K. Matt K, my extraordinary engineer. I don't know where I'd be without him. He is just a gem. And to Andrew Castellano, our buddy from Shark Creative and Shark Media, who does a fantastic job putting these events together. Thank you so much as well. And to our audience at home, we thank you for joining us as well. Appreciate having you on also. Well, have a really good night. We'll see you again next time, and have a good evening. Take care, everybody. Jim Cleveland speaking. We'll see you later.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.